I was just watching a documentary on the study of the brains of people that commit multiple murders. And I'm always a bit fascinated when these people are interviewed because they seem quite rational and talk about it. Hardly any with regret, the people that do multiple ones. I think they regret that they got caught. There's a detachedness in them. And one I was watching, they started off with the documentary saying they've discovered that parts of their brain is not active, that is active in what we call normal people. So part of their brain isn't active, so their behavior is different. And then in these studies they found that the testosterone was high and the serotonin was low. And I interpreted that as there was an active aggressive energy without the balance. So that was another part of the study. And then somebody else found that a lot of these people, especially with people who are killed multiple times, that there's actually either a gene missing or damaged when they're born. And then what I found really interesting was one of the scientists did a test on himself and found that he had got the gene missing, but he wasn't aggressive, and he certainly had no thoughts of murder. So then he started looking at, so what's the difference? So he did a study and found out that even if this gene is missing, which makes them a potential murderer, if they've had a loving, caring childhood, that part of them doesn't develop. But people that are in very poor situations where they've been abused or attacked or there's violence around them, they're the people that develop into multiple killers. What I got out of that again, once more, is love and caring is a huge energy. So much so that it can compensate for a gene being missing. So this man who's very feisty, but certainly no thought of aggression, because he had love and caring, balanced all of that out. And then I was looking at another aspect of that, and flicking through the channels, there was one on flashes from the past, from way, way, way back, and all the way through this year. The impression I got overall was aggression. We are a very aggressive species. And even when we talk about what we call primitive people who live peacefully in their village, they attack the next village. And of course the Greeks and the Romans and the French and the British, and it's a constant war. And what I think goes on is, I don't think we realize that. I mean, of course some people do, but most of us don't. We sort of take it for granted, as we take many things for granted, until somebody does a big study and says, look. But as far as aggression is concerned, we are an aggressive species. And we have war all the time. There's always a war going on, and there always has been. And I suppose that's something to do with how we are as a species. And to me, it seems to be accelerating. Occasionally we think, oh, it'd be nice to watch a movie. So we go on Netflix or something and have a look. And we can't find anything that either is not dark, violent, or stupid. And then we hear about what goes on with young people, and often it's traced back to the games they're playing, which are full of violence. it seems as though violence is building up. Now, this is what I'd like to share about this. Yes, we have countries fighting countries. We do. Either actively or in what they call a Cold War. We've got fighting on that level. And then we've got fighting within the countries. We've got fighting within the religions. We've got fighting within the families, within the companies, within relationships and siblings. There's conflict around us all the time. But the main thing is this, to look inside. Do you have conflict with yourself? Because, you know, that's not intelligent. It's normal. I think most of us do. We're always judging ourselves in an equal way we judge other people. And it's not intelligent. It's not productive. We need to stop and take a look and say, what are we doing to ourselves? Have we just taken what's going on the planet for granted to such an extent we don't really notice, we don't really realize what a silly species we are to keep fighting each other, that we take it for granted? So we need to take a look at ourselves and our lives and just stop supporting that part of ourselves. And if we're not sure how to do that, there is a way, and that is disconnect from the negative part of ourselves and say, well, what is there about me that I can appreciate? And start just shifting a little bit towards the beautiful side of you. It doesn't matter how small or how little. Just say, today, was I kind? Was I smiling? Was I helpful? Was I this? And if you still can't see very clearly, ask your best friend and say, tell me about the best parts of me. Tell me what you like. Somehow support that part of you, because you have it. We all have it. And guess what? We're back to the usual thing. In each moment, keep taking a look. When that person in the shop serves you, be there. This is not a shopkeeper. This is a person. And in a way, they're your brother or your sister. Same species, same tribe. So have a look at them. Often, especially at the supermarket checkout desk, they're under such stress and such strain of the speed they've got to work. And have a look at them. See if you can catch their eyes and just smile a little bit and say, thank you. You have no idea what a difference that can make to that person when they feel seen. They feel seen as a person. And see, just as an experiment, try for one day, say, I'm going to really look at people as people. Not as their role they're playing. And look for something I can appreciate. Even if they're not kind. Often people are under such stress. Take a look and see if you can feel it in your heart to be with them for a moment. And you know, you never know what effect that can have. Do you know that can change a whole person's day? They can go home and be different with the family, who are then different with other people. If each of us start to be more present in each moment, the whole species can change. Worth an experiment, isn't it? Bye for now.